You also were talking about adalimumab related to follicular lymphoma. What about adalimumab you mentioned with CLL? Where do you usually fit it in the sequence of things?
Usually not first line. So in patients that have relapsed or refractory disease, particularly those that have either complex cytogenetics or deletion 17p and prior to venetoclax, it would be something we would consider after ibrutinib, but now we would probably go to venetoclax first.
When you were talking before about acalabrutinib maybe being more tolerable, with respect to what specific issues?
Appears to be less bleeding, is my take on the literature.
Interesting.